I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. Opposition forces in Libya say they've stemmed recent advances by troops loyal to Colonel Muammar Gaddafi. An example is Brega. Government soldiers had captured the eastern oil town, but rebels pushed them back today. The government responded by launching airstrikes on the town of Ajdabiya. That's the last big population center before the main rebel city, Benghazi. Also, 300 miles to the west, a government assault on Libya's third biggest city, Misrata, is reported to have stalled. The BBC's John Lyne is in Benghazi. John, it continues to be a very fluid situation, but what's the latest you're hearing about the government's efforts to retake the rebel-held towns?
Well, I've just been to an opposition briefing, and their version of events is as follows. They say they still hold onto that town of Brega. That's now changed hand twice in the last 24 hours. That was opposition-held. The government took it. Then the opposition took it back. They say they're still holding on to it. But further east, further inside opposition territory, they say they are taking heavy pounding from land, sea, and air on the town of Ajdabiya, which is, as you say, is nearer to Benghazi. So it's really the last big town you get to until you come here to the major center of Benghazi. So it's mixed fortunes, but certainly the opposition seem for the moment to have stemmed the tide of government advance.
Have any rebel forces fled? And since you were at that opposition briefing, what are commanders telling the forces to do in the event that they are overrun?
Well, it is quite a chaotic front line by all accounts. They're not a very disciplined force, the rebels. They're rushing back and forth, but they are quite determined as well at the same time. There's also some more regular army units there who seem to be now providing a bit more backbone to the opposition effort, rebel army units who defected from government to the opposition. So they're a bit better organized. But yes, they do run back and forth quite a bit.
And what about any preparations by rebel forces to, in the eventuality that there is an assault by pro-government forces on Benghazi? Have you seen any preparations?
Oh, yeah, there are certainly preparations around Benghazi. Not huge dramatic ones, but yeah, there are, there are defenses. There's earthworks and artillery and so forth, or not artillery, but anti-aircraft guns that have been put in position. But I think most people would say that it's pretty unlikely there would be a full frontal assault on Benghazi at this moment. This is a city of 1 million people, vehemently opposed to Colonel Gaddafi, most people. And he has, at best, 5,000 and probably less, probably a couple of thousand troops out there in the desert fighting over these very small towns of maybe just 500 houses. So the idea they could suddenly come and challenge and march into Benghazi, I think, is not really on the cards at the moment. He'd have to get an awful lot of more people out here and improve his logistical supply chain. So at the moment, he can't do that. And that's the big dilemma for the government. What do they do, even if they do manage to recapture Ajdabiya, Brega and Ajdabiya, what do they do then? Where do they go? What do they do with their forces? I mean, I suppose the most logical thing is for them to sit it out there and wait for reinforcements. But of course, it gives the opposition time to organize as well.
And it sounds then that the mood in Benghazi is still kind of defined by the determination of the rebels and by the citizens. Is that right?
Absolutely. Every single night there's a big loud demonstration here. There's actually relatively normal life. I mean, there's no sign of people fleeing or anything like that. I don't think people really fear that the government troops are about to march up on the gates.
Mm. Now, over the weekend, the Arab League called for a United Nations no-fly zone. What are Libyans you've met saying about the need for international intervention?
Well, certainly people here want a no-fly zone and they want limited airstrikes. That's the official line from the opposition ruling Interim National Council. They certainly want airstrikes as soon as possible.
There have been some parties who are saying, steady as she goes, we don't want international intervention right away. Are those voices becoming fewer?
Well, there's always been they've always been in two minds here. They certainly don't want foreign troops on the ground, and there are signs up that say no to foreign intervention. They mean by that no to large numbers of foreign troops on the ground, I think. But I think they accepted a long time ago that they did need airstrikes to rebalance, and particularly no-fly zone, to rebalance the disadvantage in forces they have with Colonel Gaddafi's troops.
The BBC's John Lyne in Benghazi. Thank you, John.
My pleasure.